Coffee and a magazine for just a few minutes of peace is not a lot to ask, is it? But what a difference it can make. Vicki Gayhart, author and mother of two children with special needs, wrote a very meaningful article urging parents to take care of themselves and pointing to some of the little things that can make for really big differences.
Be kind and gentle to yourself. Memorize the acronym HALT, H-A-L-T. Don't let yourself get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Remember that outside your role as a parent, you too are a unique person who needs nurturing in order to thrive. Unfortunately, with few exceptions, that responsibility will also fall upon you to make it happen. Rediscover a lost passion, take a class, or buy yourself some flowers. Also, be vigilant in making time every day for reflection. It doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or a luxurious hour. Use the time to breathe, meditate, journal write, get outdoors, nap, or do whatever might quiet your mind and spirit. Allow yourself this self-loving opportunity daily without guilt or interruption. Your child and family will be all the better for it.
Similarly, time alone with one's partner doesn't have to mean a great big trip to the Bahamas or an expensive night out.
When we get breaks from time to time, him from his job and I from mine, it is a breath of fresh air, no matter how quick.
Even doing chores can be like a holiday if they're done in the spirit of sharing and togetherness.
My husband and I are usually busy up until the kids go to bed, and sometimes we have to do chores like dishes and clothes once they're in bed. We do take walks with the kids around the neighborhood, which is soothing to them, and it gives us some time to chat.
Needless to say, that spirit of sharing and togetherness is not always present for all couples. High on the list of characteristics of those raising children with special needs is that the additional responsibilities fall primarily on just one of the parents, and it's almost invariably on the mother. The tyranny of time, so to speak, is therefore usually felt much more strongly by one partner than the other. I asked a mother about this once, and she said,
"Is there a comfortable balance in responsibilities? No! I handle all of my son's medical business for the most part alone, along with what I have to do at home on a daily basis. I call it business because I feel like I run a small business from home, in a way."
It may not be surprising that moms carry more of the time demands than dads do. The issue perhaps only accentuates our long-standing cultural value that the mother is the primary caregiver and the father is the primary breadwinner. One mother addressed this issue in asking,
"How come when he watches the kids, he's babysitting, but when I watch the kids, I'm just being mom?"